Hey, hey, it's Gary. This episode of The Transition Period is brought to you in part by minding your own fucking business. When you mind your own fucking business, you will see a drastic change in your day-to-day life. You will realize that not everything is about your black ass, and not everyone lives to please your nosy, slew-footed, neck-bone-back ass. When you start minding your own fucking business, you start to take better care of your racks and stacks, realize that your bank account isn't where it needs to be, and realize that your lineup has always been that fucked up. We at The Transition Period are thankful for minding our own fucking business and highly recommend it in the new year. Thank you, minding your own fucking business, and we hope that you enjoy the 1 year anniversary of The Transition Period. And gentlemen, ladies and gentle thems, and queers of all ages, it is I, Gary Orlandis Fuqua Jr. Yes, the second bitch, there is a difference, and I want to welcome all of you to the 1 year anniversary of, drumroll please, 1 year anniversary of, drumroll please, Susan. Susan, hey, where is our drummer? He called in sick. He has COVID. Omarion! Girl. Okay, well, I need you to, in the description of this episode, I need for you to put a GoFundMe, his Cash App, all that good stuff, because he needs to get better. We can't start off the new year with a lack of drum roll. What am I supposed to do? Just slap my thighs? Susan, girl, you're on thin ice. Susan, you're on thin ice. Having said all that, welcome to the first ever anniversary of Drum Roll, Please. Susan, I swear that's coming out of your check. The transition period! Yay! a little rough.
Tasty.
Yes, welcome to the first ever anniversary of this weird, wacky, and fucked up podcast. It is I, Gary Fuqua, and I'm just here. I'm just here, man. I'm just here, you know, I'm here to bring out the end of this hellish year, this year of COVID, this year of variants, this year of vaccines, this year of anti-vaxxers, this year of fuckery, and this year of bullshit. Yeah, this year has, I've heard debates. I don't think that this year is as terrible as 2020 was, but it's damn near not any better. Like, this year was just kind of like a filler year for me. I didn't do a whole lot due to the pandemic, but I did do a lot of personal seeking within myself and improving myself and things of that nature. This year was not extremely terrible, but it was not the best. Like, we started off the year with the insurrection and all that stupid shit with people just being dumbasses, just being stupid. We had plenty of people being stupid about the vaccines, even though, you know, I'm sure they all have elementary school diplomas, because, like, how did you go to elementary school without vaccines, you dumbass? You know, the vaccines came out, the boosters came out. Joe Biden did absolutely nothing to help and protect us. The CDC switched. Let's go ahead and clock the T on the CDC. So a couple of days ago, the CDC basically said that if you have COVID, girl, all you got to do is take a shot of Robitussin and sit down somewhere. Apparently, all you got to do is drink some 7-Up and eat some ramen noodles and you'll be fine, girl. Because they basically trivialized this getting COVID, any variants of COVID, to just chilling for 5 days and then you'll be back in these streets because you got to go back to work. You got to go back to work. You know that. You got to go back to work. I think that we are in hell. I genuinely think that this is a simulation. We are in hell. We are walking on Satan's grounds. I don't know what Lil Nas X ignited when he released Call Me By Your Name, but girl, the devil has been out and has been here to play. We're struggling. We're truly struggling. I will say, if this is your first episode of mine that you have ever listened to, I do want to slightly introduce myself going into the new year. Hi, my name is Gary Orlandis Fuca Jr. I'm 21 years old. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. And I'm just here to give you life, make you laugh, make you feel something, make you feel tickled, make you feel scared, make you feel all those emotions. Just join me for the ride. I'm sure it's going to be a fun time. But going into this episode, I really didn't have a whole lot to talk about. I have taken a long break from the transition period because here's my thing with podcasting. I'm not new to podcasting. I've done it for almost 2 years now. I was part of a podcast, back in 2020 that I will not name. And when I was a part of that podcast, I always was kind of forced and felt inclined to do away with my own personal emotions for the benefit of somebody getting a laugh, for the benefit of an episode being posted. And I just think that's shitty. I think that you should never overlook your own mental health or your state of being just to make your white friends laugh. But that's just me. So now with my own solo project, I've wanted to stay true to how I'm feeling, but also, you know, come across and give people life and, you know, post episode when it's necessary. In the past couple months, I just haven't felt like an episode has been necessarily necessary. I feel like the only things I really would have talked about were Dragula. That's about it. You know what I mean? Like I don't see the point in pushing for content when it's not necessarily necessary, but I felt like, due to, you know, everything that's going on in the world, it would have been nice for me to present, something that is enlightening, something that is funny, something that is lighthearted to the world. Especially because this is the 1 year anniversary of our show. I guess let's talk about it. Let's talk about this year, last year for me. This last year, I benefited a lot. I benefited a lot because I was kind of unintentionally forced due to COVID to kind of shrink my way of life in a bit. You know, I dropped out of school for the time being, mainly just because I could not afford it. Because girl, you asking me to pay all these thousands of dollars when baby, I don't have it. I barely can afford a number one Big Mac meal with cheese cut in half, let alone me paying for classes in school and all this, that, and the fourth. Cause you can kiss my ass if you think that I'm going to go above and beyond to pay for this shit when my career literally is dying right before my eyes. Look at Broadway. Everyone is out of a job at the moment. Like, girl, chabu. Anyway, me taking this time off school and really taking a step back and like have sort of living a normal life, because in recent years, my life has just been like, bus, club, another show, another club, plane, next place, no sleep. You know, like it's just been back of me doing things and going to Jack's, but not getting any more. You know what I'm saying? Like I was so used to doing so many things back to back, and it was really taking a toll on my mental health. Like around this time in 2019, I was doing so much and my mental health was shit. Like I felt so inclined to kept producing and kept making and creating just to have a lineage of things that was going to outlive me, I guess. But like in reality, that's not fruitful. That's not like something that I feel like I can benefit from. So this year really was like a way of me stepping back and really looking at my life and thinking about where I want to go with it. This past year, I was able to find an abundance of peace that I did not think I was going to be able to truly find. I was able to expand on passion projects. I was able to love my body more and truly learn to love myself more. I was able to really hone in on things that I did not want to see in myself and did not want to talk about. I was able to face myself really for the first time in my life, I think. And I'm grateful for that because it has allowed me to become a more mature, well-rounded person, well, more rounded individual. But I don't want to get into all that personal shit. But yeah, 2021 has just not been that girl for me. I mean, like it's been fine, but it has not been that great. Full disclosure, a couple days ago, actually, I was in my first ever car accident. So much fun with insurance companies. Oh my God. Yes, I was in my first car accident. And It was a single car accident. It was just me. The roads were slick. I was driving and I lost control of my wheel. And one thing came to another. I ended up in a ditch on my driver's side, flipped over. Not a fun time. Had to crawl out of my car. Very traumatic. Not trying to get into all that, but like, it's just, this year has made me more grateful for living in life. Like, cause like, I easily could have died in that accident. I easily could have been severely injured. But like, the fact that I am able to walk, talk, speak, you know, shake ass after that whole thing happening to me is a blessing in itself. And it just goes to prove that, like, when you work to lead a life that you're proud of, when you work to lead a life that is fruitful for you and that is about finding peace and prosperity and not necessarily righting your wrongs, but living a life in which you're growing to become a better person and become someone that is more knowledgeable and become someone that is truly growing to be proud of themselves, you look at it all and like you lose the need or the ambition to always people please. And you realize that the only person that you really need to please in this life is genuinely yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like I just come from a background where like I felt inclined to always be a people pleaser. And now that I've dropped that bullshit, I am so much happier. I'm so much happier, so much more at peace. But enough of my soapbox. I kind of wanted to get into the very first episode of the transition period, which was Happy New Queer, I guess. I wanted to look into a lot of these New Year's resolutions and see if these things really rang true. So let's go ahead and get into that. My top New Year's resolution mainly is just to get money, bitch. Get more money than your broke ass made last year. Okay, this New Year's resolution, I think I kind of abided by because I worked way too fucking much. There was one time at this year where I was working two jobs at once. One of the worst experiences of my entire fucking life. If you work or if you think that you can pull off two jobs at once, you can't. I'm telling you now, you will literally die. I was suffering for a good 2 months of my life working two jobs. But I did make a lot of money. I had a very successful Christmas with my family because I wanted to give my family everything they needed, you know, everything they wanted, all that good stuff. And like, as capitalistic as it is, you need money to do certain things in this life, unfortunately. So I used the money that I was making and I invested it back in myself, back in my drag, back into my passion projects, back into my wardrobe, back into becoming a better person and better, a better me, so to speak. So yeah, I think I did kind of abide by making more money. Not me up here flexing, not me on this damn podcast flexing. What's the next one? Another one of my resolutions is to work out more. And let me say this, when I say work out more, I mean work out for myself. Okay, this is one that I kind of did not necessarily abide by. I mean, like I did work out this year. I did do more physical things this year. But like with COVID, it is hard for me to feel comfortable in a fucking gym. And also, if you have never worked out with an N95 on your face, bitch, that feels like a fucking Fear Factor Dracula extermination. I'm not even playing. That feels like you are about to die. Imagine being on a treadmill and running with a big ass fucking N95 on your face because you want to protect yourself and those around you. It is one of the worst things ever, but like, it's what you got to do. Well, I mean, like, it's what you got to do, but like, it don't mean that people are out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? Cause the gym that I go to, all I see when I walk into that gym, I see pink lips and small paperclip lips and noses. And I'm like, why can I see your taste and smell? Why am I seeing the lower half of your face? Why is that not covered? Like, baby. The lack of give a damn with this damn pandemic. Oh my God. Americans are so fucking stupid. Sorry. I just had to get that out. But like, yeah, I think that my morals kind of stay true with this resolution. It's like, I didn't want to work out in a sense of being anti-fat. Like I don't care about being fat. I don't care about being skinny. As long as I know that my body can do what it needs to do at the end of the day, that's all that really matters to me. I could give a fuck less whether someone has to say something negative or positive about my body, because at the end of the day, you still probably want to fuck me. That's the real tea. But let's go ahead and get into the next resolution. Oh my God. Another one of my New Year's resolutions is to fully, fully follow my peace. Now, this is one that I'm not going to say I mastered her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that I, wow, incredible. I'm not saying that I really mastered finding and following my piece, but I definitely have gotten better at it. For instance, I dropped out of school for the time being because school, number one, it was kicking my ass, but also it was a very toxic environment, an environment that I did not want to be a part of. And also COVID, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like from doing that, I was able to have more a simplified life to where I could really hone in with myself, love myself more, do things that made me happy, made me feel at peace. And by doing that, I found inner peace. And like, am I really there yet? No, I'm not going to act and pretend like I was, but like, I do believe that I have gotten into a better mindset of fully, really loving myself and protecting my peace. I don't go out of my way to be a part of drama. I don't go out of my way to be a part of bullshit. I don't go out of my way to be a part of things that don't really benefit me or like help me in any way, shape or form. Because like I'm grown. I don't have time for that bullshit. Like, and that's not me trying to seem elitist. I'm grown and I do not have time for that bullshit. So I think this year I really did follow my peace. I'm much happier than I was this time last year. I'm much more at peace and I'm much more, I'm a lot prouder of myself. I'm glad that like I was able to look beyond people's perceptions of me, look beyond people's perception of what I'm doing, of look beyond my family's perception of me not being in school and these that the things that this, that, and the fourth, and really like just follow a life and follow like a time in my life where like I can be proud of just chilling. Because a lot of people feel like they got to keep on doing, a lot of artists feel like they have to always create and always do these amazing things in order to be seen as palatable or seem as presentable in the eyes of other people. And I'm just not that kind of bitch. Never have been, never will be.
Another thing is I really, really, really want to get into makeup more.
Ooh, this is another good one. I think that I actually did stay true to this. I'm actually sitting at my makeup desk right now looking at all the lashes that are just on this table. But I actually do believe that I did give myself more of a chance with makeup. I did allow myself to express myself more in makeup. I think I am growing to find my signature face in drag. I have not found it yet. But like, I think that there's something so empowering and something that's so like dynamic about me expressing myself in this way. I did not expect makeup, and like it takes forever. It takes like me a good 2 to 3 hours to come up with a makeup concept as I'm doing it. But like when I'm done and I'm looking at myself, I'm like, oh my God, this is art. This is something I created. You know what I mean? And I think that like I was scared of makeup at first because like I think that makeup and beauty and things of this nature are things that are so open to interpretation, and they're things that are so like, they're kind of, nowadays, it's taken as something that's always up for critique, always up for criticism. But like, honestly, I can just put a face on and put it on Instagram. I don't need your approval. You know what I'm saying? And like, that kind of goes back to peace. Like, I found peace in just like playing around and playing with different colors and different palettes and things of this nature. And like, that's made me happy. So I think I actually did abide by this one.
Another one of my resolutions is that I want to get more into my own activism.
Okay, now this is something... Okay, I have a lot of thoughts about this one. This is a resolution that I didn't fully contextualize before I said it out of my mouth. Activism, here's the thing with me and activism. I think that I don't really call myself fully an activist. I call myself someone that cares about human decency and human rights and things of this nature and equal rights for all. I don't really have to label it, you know what I mean? Because I feel like when I put a label on it, it feels like something I have to achieve. It feels like something that I have to do to be like presentational. I'm not an activist because I care or wish to seem like the right kind of person, or wish to seem like somebody that really goes out of their way to like make sure, like for instance, there's like, I think activism in itself has been diluted to infographics on Instagram stories. Like when people post their Instagram stories, that makes it seem as though that those are their feelings and those are their thoughts and things of that nature. And I feel like it's been diluted to a sense of like saying what you're about, but not really being what you're about. And I'm more so about being what I'm about than just saying it, you know what I mean? And like, I haven't had a whole lot of opportunities because I live in a small town and I'm very limited due to finances and things of that nature. I have gotten more money, but like, it's money that I'm using to literally stay alive. So I mean, like, I will always speak up for equal rights and justice for all and all the things that the Pledge of Allegiance said it's supposed to be about. Fuck America. But I will definitely abide by those things in the future and all that good stuff. But like, putting a label on it, it loses its sense of impact, you know. And I think a lot of people call themselves activists to be presentational, and they don't really stand for the things they stand for. And I don't really want to be grouped in with that.
Another one of my New Year's resolutions is to take this seriously. I usually take a lot of my personal projects seriously for like the first couple weeks, and then I drop it off.
Foghorn of the week, bitch. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I don't think this is worthy of the foghorn of the week. Come on. Okay. So let me talk about this, because I don't think that I do not take this seriously. I very much do. Whenever I put anything out in the universe, when in whatever time limit it comes in, I always put my best foot forward and I put my most effort towards it. You know what I mean? Like with this, like I'm putting a lot of time and effort and work into these episodes, but like they're not coming out consistently. But also, it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning of the podcast, where I'm like, I don't like to produce things just to produce them. I like them to have meaning. You know what I mean? I like them to have time and meaning and like have a genuine message rather than me just posting something just to post it. And I think I'm far beyond being a creative in a sense to where like I just create things for the approval, not for the approval of others necessarily, but like for the appeasement of the brand, for the appeasement of the look. You know what I mean? Like I'm not that kind of person. It's like, I'm not the kind of person where it's like, you'll get it when you get it. I'll do it when I get to it. It's not like that, but it's like, when I'm feeling inspired, when I feel inclined to create, then I will. When I don't, I won't. And it's just that simple. You know what I mean? It's not something that I feel like I need to harp on and like hold myself over. I definitely do want to produce more episodes in the future, and I have more guests coming in the future. Get ready for that. I've been sitting on a couple of guest podcasts for a while that I need to go ahead and upload and produce. But like, you know, it's just like feeling inspired in the moment to produce those things and let them out in the universe. Cause like, when I'm ready for the world to see them, the world will see them. When I'm not, I won't. You know, it's just that simple. Those are all my last year New Year's resolutions. And I looking back at them and listening to this first episode, roughly, it shows me like I was truly very ambitious about this, and I still am. And usually when I don't stick with things very long, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really give myself the opportunity to stick with most things that I want to produce and bring into the world. But this was something that I really wanted to be unique with and really wanted to put my own flair to and wanted to make this mine. And I feel like I've done that. You know, because I do come from a background where like of working alongside creatives that just want to produce for the appeasement of others and just want to produce to seem like they're working on something. And I'm just not that kind of person. I want to create things and bring things to the universe that are personable and valuable to me, and hopefully can have a lasting effect on others. And I feel like that's the best kind of art, in a sense. It's the most nuanced, and it's the most personable and valuable. And like, I never want to bring anything into the universe that is just, oh, let me just do this just so it can be out there and I can seem like I'm busy, you know, because who the fuck am I trying to prove to who? Prove to who? Like, what do I got to prove to anybody else? You know what I mean? Like, as long as I'm happy and I know that people that are listening to my podcast and viewing my body's work are happy and pleased with them, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? That's all that really matters. Having said all of that, I'm going to take a short break, leading us into our first break of the 1 year anniversary. I want to present my Song of the Year award. I give this Song of the Year award to an underground artist who I absolutely fucking adore. I'm friends with them on Twitter and Instagram. They're an incredibly talented individual. Their name is Kiwi Fruit. That's Fruit, F-R-O-O-O-T. Their music is, I believe, is on Apple Music and Spotify. You can go listen to. But the song in particular that I want to shed light on and spotlight is Go to Work by Kiwi Fruit. So congratulations to Kiwi Fruit. I cannot wait to see you inevitably blow up. You're extremely, incredibly talented. And yeah, here's Go to Work by Kiwi Fruit. We'll be right back.
Got a feeling creeping under my skin. My blood thickens from twitching. I'm feeling guilty within. Never got enough full grip. My sanity slips and all the straws running thin. Gotta keep up and running. Keep goofy fun and go to work, work. Don't care if I'm really ready. Go to work, work. And my everything isn't steady. Go to work, work. Just escaping out of the heavy. Go to work, work. Work, 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 work. Find it hard to get out of my bed. Eyelids weighing down with an anchor of dread. My mind hits a new trauma every rest of my head. Feel blinded, deliriously stepping ahead. Kind lips get twisted, dipped in poison. Am I an annoyance? Beautiful words turn to noise. And I crush anything akin to joy. And I fake poise with the people around me. Equip me like a cheap toy.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. Getting into 2021 even more, I felt like I should make it an annual thing where I express the things, places, events, yada yada, that should be left in 2021, knowing good and damn well a lot of these things will definitely creep through the cracks.
Roaches!
But I just want to go ahead and clock the tea on these things and, you know, just condense them down. Things that have annoyed me, things that I think that should just be left in this year and should not join us in 2022, even though I know it's inevitable. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. My first person that I think should be left in 2021 is Lil Boosie. I'm sick and tired of this nigga. I'm sick and tired of his little ass antics. I'm sick and tired of his fat ass mouth. I'm sick and tired of his homophobic rhetoric. I'm sick and tired of his abusive rhetoric. I'm sick and tired of him blatantly telling the world that he got his children sexually assaulted and the world just being okay with that. I'm sick and tired of this nigga. I'm sick and tired of him always talking about Lil Nas X. Nigga, it's very clear that you're tempted to touch. It's very clear that you want a slice of his upside down pineapple cake pie, whatever the fuck. It's very clear that you want a taste of this nigga. You always coming out of the woodwork on Twitter, calling him a faggot, telling him to kill himself and all this dumbass bullshit. And for some reason, you dumbass black folks, some of you black folks are still standing behind him and his stupid ass things that he says. I'm sorry about it, but I'm not that fucking sorry about it. This nigga is harmful. This nigga stays saying dumb, stupid shit. And even if he is, get invited into 2022, I'm just gonna make the overall consensus to ignore him. If he says anything stupid, unless it's like a major headline, I will not be talking about this nigga. Fuck you, Lil Boosie. Fuck the horse you ride in on. Fuck everything about you, bitch. I cannot stand you, and I cannot stand niggas like you. That's that on that. Second thing, anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers. I know y'all are gonna creep through the cracks. I know y'all, I'm gonna probably go on January 1st, I'm gonna go to the store and probably see one of you niggas out in public with your nose and mouth just set ablaze for the world to see. But here's the thing. What you're not gonna do is make me feel bad for protecting myself and my family. That's what you're not gonna do. You're not gonna sit up here and try to make people feel bad for protecting themselves and not wanting to get fucking sick. I don't care what you feel about the vaccine. I don't care about what you feel about masks. I don't care about none of the fuck. But what you won't do is bring it over here to me, bitch. What you will never do is bring it over here to me and make me feel bad for protecting myself and doing the best I possibly can to make sure that I'm not getting sick like the rest of you fucking niggas. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of y'all. Because here's the thing. You have to get vaccines to literally do anything in this life. Okay? You have to be vaccinated to go to school, to put your kids in school. Like, this is nothing new. Okay, I don't know why y'all making I don't understand why this is the hill that you want to die on. And it's not just white folks, it's black folks too. All y'all just acting fucking stupid behind this virus. We could have been done with this shit or had a better way of going about this shit by now. But no, you dumbass niggas want to go out here and these stores coughing and hacking and shit and making lives worse for everyone around you. That's why the other day there was over 400,000 people that contracted COVID because y'all know how to fucking act. I'm sick of it. I'm very, very sick of it. Third thing, TikTok thirst traps. Okay. Here's the thing. I seem to only have an issue with it when it's a straight man doing it. I seem to only have an issue when it's straight men doing this. However, I don't need to see you putting your phone in a chokehold and acting like you're fucking it. I don't need to see you with your shirt off and grinding up against your phone and spitting on it and acting like you're coming on it and all this. It's nasty. It's disgusting. There's ways that people can find you attractive. Like, I can find people just genuinely attractive by having full clothes on. I don't need to see your nipples. I don't need to see you humping the phone. I don't need to see you doing all this go little rock star and all this shit to it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. Fourth one, Kyle Rittenhouse. Girl, this goes without saying. Fuck you. Fuck your lineage. Fuck everything about you, bitch. Fuck your podcast. Fuck everything about you. These people have gone out of their way to make you an actual freaking criminal, a celebrity, and I don't understand it. But actually, I do understand it because whiteness can get you anywhere in this life. I'm sick of you. I don't want to see you, nor do I want to hear from you. You better stay over on your little side of the earth and stand on my face, nigga. I do not care to hear from you, miss. I don't care to hear from you. I don't care to hear from you. I don't. Not at all. Not I, said the cat. K. Ivy, here's the thing about you. You don't really necessarily directly affect me. I just don't want to hear you talking about critical race theory because you clearly don't know what it's about. You clearly don't understand the complexities of it. And you clearly don't know what the fuck you're doing or what you're talking about. I'm sick of seeing these commercials on my television with you and your blurred ass neck that looks like it's been face-tuned 10 times over. I'm sick of seeing you, girl. Sick of seeing you. Transphobic and homophobic niggas, yeah, y'all gotta go too. I'm sick of y'all having open debates and discussions on Twitter about people's lives. Trans people exist. They aren't something that's just imaginary. Y'all can sit in these spaces and talk about whether you would date them or not date them. But here's the thing. Would a trans person date you, nigga? Would a trans person date you? Would a trans person go out of their way to date you? You acting like you're such a prize bitch, but you ain't even the prize bitch. There's no tickets won. There's no Chuck E. Cheese tokens, girl. This isn't Freddy Fazbear, girl. We're not winning prizes, girl. You're not the prize, honey. You're not the prize, honey. So stop sitting up here trying to make a spectacle out of trans people when they're just over here living their damn lives. I'm sick of seeing trans people being killed and being harassed and things of this nature by you niggas that in reality are just attracted to them, but don't know how to deal with your feelings. It doesn't make you gay. It just makes you human. Stop acting like there's something crazy and fucked up about you when in reality no one cares. No one cares that you like trans people. No one cares that you don't like trans people. Shut the fuck up. They're real people and they don't, look, we don't need to hear your opinions about people's lives. Another thing, homophobic niggas, y'all need to stop using that fucking Bible to justify your actions. Y'all need to stop using that Bible to be hateful. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I know plenty of Christians that are very nice and very welcoming, and they don't treat me the same way that some of y'all niggas do. Y'all utilize that Bible to make it seem like yo shit don't stink. Girl, how about that shellfish you're eating? How about that polyester and that cotton, girl? How about all these things that you're going against, but you want to talk about me sucking some dick? Girl, get out of my face. Get out of my face with it. Another thing, I talked about this briefly in the beginning, but the CDC and Joe Biden, y'all need to get the fuck out of here too. Joe Biden, you've told so many lies. You've told so many lies. You said you were going to do all these things for student loans and things like that, this, that, and forth. Girl, where's the payoff? Where's the payoff? I got a notification saying I'm going to have to pay in January. And girl, when I tell you I'm going to defer the hell out of that damn email, girl, because I'm not giving y'all a cent. I'm not giving y'all a cent. And I heard that you're pushing it back to May, but that's not good enough for me, girl. That's not good enough for me. You got to do better. You got to get, here's some NyQuil for your common cold, girl. Get better. Same thing with CDC. I don't know what y'all think y'all doing. Y'all trying to better the economy and trying to get under the thumb of the government right now, girl. But at the same time, girl, we were trying to live and survive. 5 days in the crib going to do away with COVID and we don't have to go get tests after that. What kind of sense does that make, girl? I don't, you were supposed to protect us. You're supposed to lead us in a way that is beneficial. And I understand you can't make everybody get vaccinated. You can't do everything. I understand you're doing your best, baby. But that shit that you let out the other day about that 5-day rule bullshit is some of the dumbest shit. That's the same thing as if you drop something on the ground, you can eat up and eat it in 5 seconds and not get sick. Girl, what sense does that make? That supplies nothing for me. You're doing more harm than good. You're both of you. Joe Biden, Kamala, I haven't heard from you since you've been in office. I ain't seen a picture nor nothing. Every single time I see you, it's on you on Instagram, skinning and grinning. What is there to laugh about, girl? The fact that your Americans are dying, girl. The fact that there is no jobs, girl. The fact that all of us are out here struggling, girl. You're laughing at that, girl. All y'all can just be done away with. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I know you're all trying to do your best you can, but where's the payoff? I'm not seeing any results. And lastly, what I want to talk about is this. We're getting into a new year. There's going to be more Drag Race. Probably so much Drag Race. There's going to be another season of Dragula. What I do not need is for y'all to go online and talk about these people and shit on them and tell them to kill themselves just because they're entertaining us. Girl, if you seeing somebody on TV does all that to you, what you need to do is turn off your fucking TV and watch something else. Girl, we're here to have Kiki have a good time and watch some incredible drag. I'm not here to see, my favorite drag artist online getting dragged and this, that, and the fourth and being told to kill themselves. I'm sick of seeing it. Queer people are y'all are some of the worst ones. How are y'all going out of your way to watch these queer programs and then getting online afterwards and telling people to kill themselves? What sense does that make? What sense does that make, baby? What sense does that make? That makes absolutely no sense to me, and it never will. Not on God's green earth. No, it will not. So if I see it, I will be calling it out. I have time because I'm not up to win $100,000. Baby, I can go back and forth with you on Twitter all day long. What you won't do is sit up here and criticize these queer artists that are literally risking their lives to go out of their way to entertain us and win some damn money, girl. Cause girl, these paste up, tip bars are not doing much for the girls at this moment. Girl, they're probably going to shut down a lot of these nightclubs now. Y'all need to start acting better. Y'all need to start doing better. Y'all need to start doing better. Having said all that, I want to get into my next topic of discussion. So this is a personal story. This anniversary is just all over the place, but like, we're here, we're family. Let's have a good time and clock to tea. I don't really want to consider them a friend of mine, but like someone that I knew of recently, referred to me as being slutty. Recently referred to my actions as being slutty and recently referred to me as being a thought. This happened literally yesterday and I just felt the need to, I'm here recording. So I just felt the need to go ahead and get this off my chest. People that are like me, that are built like me, that are fat, that are black, that are darker toned, that are queer, that are non-binary, we tend to get harsher criticism when we express ourselves in certain ways that conventionally attractive people do not get. And what I mean by that is this. The same way that I could post a picture of myself straightless on Instagram is not the same way that someone that has abs and is white and is conventionally attractive can do the same thing. When they do it, they're celebrated and it's seen as something that is sexy and like, oh my gosh, like this, that, and the fourth, and they're celebrated for it. But when I do it, I'm seen as like slutty and flirtatious and promiscuous and all these negative derogatory attributes just for doing the same things that other people are doing. What I do want to firmly say is that I don't owe anyone shit. Period, point blank. I don't owe anyone a damn thing. People have tried to utilize my sexual liberation as a way of diminishing me and my character, or trying to make it as though I am, you know, like just like doing it for attention or like this, that, whatever the fuck they want to think, you know. And this has been something that I've had to deal with for a lot of my teenage years. Because I would just be simply doing the same things that other people would be doing, but I would be getting like criticized harsher for doing it. For instance, when I was in college, people would utilize me being sexually liberated or like wearing crop tops or like always posting, well, not always, but like posting my body on Instagram as ways to justify my behavior of being flirtatious and slutty and things of this nature. And I don't believe that's the case. You know what I mean? I feel like I have agency to post my body and celebrate my body and celebrate myself and my being without people going other ways to disrespect me. And I think in the new year, what I need to do more is respect I need to respect myself enough to stand up for myself, because I tend to let people walk over me in this sense because they feel as though just because my body or like the way I go about expressing myself makes them uncomfortable, just because other people that are built like me don't have the same confidence and courage to do so. And it's not even confidence. It's just like, I have a body. I'm allowed to show it off the way I want to, consensually with other people or just posting it on Instagram the same way literally anyone the fuck else would do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that's very annoying to me because I feel like it definitely stems from fat phobia. It definitely stems from anti-blackness, and it definitely stems from not me being non-binary or trans or whatever, as me being seen as a spectacle or me being seen as like othered. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's right. So in the new year, I promise to post more of my body to piss even more people off, because like it's just it and I don't do it to piss people off. I do it to celebrate myself. But like, me celebrating myself should not have this much of a lasting effect on you. It really shouldn't. Like, I'm just tired of feeling like I have to conceal myself and hide myself and this, that, and the fourth just because it makes you uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up. Like, I should be able to express myself the same way that every Tom, Dick, and Harry can post their nudes or post their body or post their titties or post, you know, themselves half naked. I should be able to do the same thing without being called a fucking slut. So if that person that's called me that is listening to this, I'm not going to say fuck you or nothing like that. But just seek into the root of where that is. Seek into where that comes from. Why does me feel it being sexually liberated make you that uncomfortable? Really think about that. Really think about where the root of that is. I doubt you will, but at least try it. You might find something out. this was a very aggressive part of the episode. But, you know, I'm just being real. We're here. We're family. We're here to clock the tea. It's the end of the year. I've already had a couple sips of wine, girl. I'm tipsy on this fucking mic. We're talking shit. So, like, yeah, let's go ahead and get into a commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and take a sip of water and try to get my life together. I'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. I wanted to discuss a little bit of my New Year's resolutions, which I don't have as many as last year. Mainly, some of them are similar, like make more money, so do things you want to do, take your passions more seriously. But something I really do want to do is I want to truly become more mature than I was this year. I say things on this podcast to be funny. I like that whole sequence I just had was mainly just to be funny. It was to get a laugh out of people. But like, there's some situations, and I'm growing. I'm 21 years old. You know, I'm not going to have everything right and corrected today. But like, I want to be able to handle certain situations in a more mature manner. I don't necessarily always have to fly off the handle and like with people, especially when they're not worthy of that. There's some things where I can just pay it and go about my business. And I think that like, there's so much power in paying it and going about your business than like going back and forth with a person that's not going to listen to you. So I do want to get to a point where I respect myself enough and I'm mature enough to where someone can say something to me or say something about me or feel a way about me. And I just be like, girl, that's all of how you feel. And that has absolutely nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I have allowed myself for many years to be walked all over, and I'm tired of that. You know, I'm tired of that. I deserve the same respect as anyone else. Truly, I deserve the same love, respect, and just genuine respect as anyone else. And like, I should not settle for anything less. Last year, one of my resolutions was to make money. This year, one of my resolutions is to save money, because I am not the best at saving money. I'm not going to lie. I'm not terrible at saving money, but I'm not the best at it. I'm definitely not the best at it. But I think I can definitely benefit from allowing myself to, hey girl, you don't really need that, Whopper with cheese. You don't really need to get that, $10 charger from Five Below. You can just chill. Hey, you got enough at home. I need to start living like a black mom. I need to start being like, we got food at the house. Girl, because like, looking at my bank account, it would benefit from me not allowing myself to always swipe my card, and you know, tap my card, do whatever I gotta do with my card on everything I see. You know, I just feel like I could benefit from that. Another one of my resolutions is to hopefully, COVID willing, get back into theater more. I've been auditioning and things of that nature, but like, a lot of these things are getting canceled because of COVID and things of that nature. But also, like, just because things are getting canceled doesn't mean I can't audition. Because like, auditioning to me, you only get better at auditioning from auditioning. You only get better at certain things in the theater world from doing them over and over and over and over again. So like, the more I audition, the more better I will get at it. So when an opportunity doesn't come along that I do get booked for, I'll be better to adapt to it because I'll have this familiarity with auditioning and things of that nature. So that's definitely something I want to get better equipped to in the new year. Other than that, I don't have many other things to say. I don't really have other things to really pinpoint or to talk about. I'm grateful for it to see another year. Like, this has been a tough year for me. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, but I'm just blessed to be here and in good graces. And I'm glad to be here for another year to entertain you all and to bring you into my life, bring you into my world. I'm grateful for the people that have been wanting the return of this podcast, because that shows me that you actually do care about the stupid things that actually are coming out of my mouth and things of that nature. So I deeply, deeply... Coffee! Girl, she's mocked over my microphone. Oh my God. Anyway, I do appreciate the love and support and genuine care for me and this project that we have created. To round this podcast out, I wanted to finish it off on one more affirmation for the new year. And I also wanted to end this podcast with some highlights of my favorite moments from podcasts from this year. So I hope you all enjoy that. I kind of wanted to take it back to my very first weekly affirmation. It is, I know it can get tough out there, but I'm destined for greatness. I know it can get tough out there, but I'm destined for greatness. I know it can get tough out there, but I am destined for greatness. I seriously am. And I need to start believing that more. I need to start giving myself more opportunities and more chances to believe that for myself. Because, you know, it's tough. COVID, people are rude as fuck out here. There's a lot of just evil and not good in this world. But like, I'm still divinely protected. I'm still destined to be something beautiful in this world on whatever scale it may be. And, I will not stop working towards seeing that day, and I can't wait to see that day. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for a wonderful year of this podcast. I am so excited to get into the new year with new guests, new topics, new things, and just really, I think this is going to be the year of the come up for the transition period. I really do. So I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Make sure that you give this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, because it'll be much appreciated. And yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. Until next time, that's been the transition period. See you later. Have a happy new year and stay safe. Wash your hands and wear your mask and get vaxxed. Love you all. The G, the A, the R, the Y. The G, the A, the R, the Y is scary. The man's scary. Come on. The G, the A, the R, the Y. Come on. The G, the A, the R, the Y is scary. You is scary. Well, hello, all ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentle thems, and queers of all ages. Welcome to the inauguration, the blueprint, and the series premiere, I guess you could say, of drum roll. Actually, Gary, insert a future Gary, insert a drum roll heart here if you have time, which you have nothing to do, so you'll have time. Drum roll, yay. The transition period, yay. Period! But you know what? We really do need to give Mitch McConnell his tens. We need to give him a round of applause, and let me tell you why. Mitch McConnell gave one of the finest performances and Tale of the Crypt, you know what I mean? When he turned around that damn chair and said, good evening. That top tier. Like, Viola Davis couldn't even touch that shit. Like, that nigga. So I give a little bit of a round of applause, because girl, you were a part of my nightmares at a young age. Period! And there's a lot of y'all. There's a lot of you white folks that are on social media currently that are being like, well, if this was a Black Lives Matter protest, or if these people were black, they would have been killed. Yes! That's what we've been saying for the past umpteen number of centuries and years, nigga. Of course this would happen. There's double standards in America. The systems in place benefit people that look like you. They benefit you. You can go outside and not be scared of the police officers, nigga. I don't get that luxury. Period! White gay men. Let's
talk about them. White gay men only see themselves. They don't see nobody else. They do not see anyone the fuck else. They only see their issues in the gay community as the only issues in the gay community, and it's sickening. Like, how are you gonna undermine Black people getting fucking treated in the gay community, and Asian people, and like Latinx people, and Hispanic, like so many people, so many disenfranchised communities in the gay community, trans people, like people with neo pronouns, things of that nature, like so many people getting discredited and things like that nature. Even bisexual people aren't seen as real people in the gay community, in the LGBT whatever community. Like, how can you be that fucking dense? Why do we as people only care about Black trans lives when they're about to be lost? That's my thing. And for all the cis people making jokes, being like, oh, she scammed me all out of your money, that's why you shouldn't give money, motherfuckers. So? Okay, you didn't give money, you didn't retweet this shit because you thought it was a scam. So? Do you want a cookie, bitch? Would you like Keebler or would you like Nabisco? Period! Hasbro is making sure all feel welcome in the potato head world. I'm sorry. Making sure all feel welcome in the potato head world by officially dropping Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head brand name and logo to promote gender equality and inclusion. Here's the thing. Let me say this. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I do not. I don't have to prove myself by reminding people that I have loved ones of the LGBTQ plus community. When I speak, I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm just speaking my truth, just like you all. Okay, it's speaking your truth the same way that you reminded Laomi back on America's Best Dance Crew that she was born male or whatever the fuck you said, Lil Mama. Is that you speaking your truth? That's totally pro LGBTQ, huh? Dumb ass bitch. Like, here's the thing. You're not queer, as far as I know. Lil Mama's not a queer person. So it's like, you can't force your option, dumbass. Like, when you're not a part of a certain group, you gotta zip your lips and fucking listen. Period! Like, your Trinidad health minister had to come out and be like, hey, girl, so I don't know what the fuck she talking about. I don't know where the fuck she got that from, but over here on this side, all of our scrotums are at a normal, adequate size. I don't know where she's been. I don't know who she's been talking to, but the nut sacks over here, bitch, are at a minute size, bitch. We're serving you fun size testicles. We ain't serving you no fucking jumbotron, bitch.